CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The largest healthcare worker strike in history is underway, with 75,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses, lab technicians, and other medical specialists on the picket lines across eight states, pushing for better pay.
The workers want yearly increases and more staffing after ranks were decimated during the pandemic. Carolyn Lucas represents those who are striking.
We want Kaiser executives to listen to frontline healthcare workers and bargain in good faith.
Kaiser says it is actively negotiating and that its emergency rooms remain open with contract workers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Following the historic House vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, House lawmakers are tasked with replacing him. Congressman Jim Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise have formally announced a vote could come next week. President Biden says he's worried about the dysfunction and urged Congress to work together on funding. This is ABC News. A court appearance in Las Vegas for Dwayne Davis, the suspect in the nearly three-decade-old shooting death of rapper Tupac Shakur. But he was not formally arraigned because his attorney couldn't attend. The next court appearance is October 19th. The Austin City Limits Music Festival gets underway this weekend, and plans are in place to keep people safe.
Nearly 500,000 people are expected to make their way to Texas' capital city for the festival. And while overdoses have not been a major problem at ACL in the past, kits containing the opioid reversal medicine commonly known as Narcan will be handed out.
We will probably be at about 28 major music festivals across the country, passing out probably close to 30,000 individual kits.
Angela Travers Hayward is co-founder of the nonprofit called This Must Be the Place. 16 months ago, Austin declared overdose deaths a public health crisis. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
More emergency meetings in France to combat the growing bed bug problem in Paris. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
The Coast Guard is looking for a man in the Fox River. The search started a little before 2 a.m. Wednesday morning near the mouth of Dutchman's Creek near the National Railroad Museum. It has since moved toward downtown Green Bay. Authorities say clothes were found near the suspected spot where the man went into the water. Several agencies have partnered up for the search. We'll keep you posted. A firearm was found at Austin Straubel Airport. The TSA discovered the gun during a routine screening last Wednesday, September 27th, and contacted the Brown County Sheriff's Office. The gun was not loaded. This is the second firearm discovered at Green Bay's airport this year. A TSA spokesman says people can travel with firearms, but the airline must be notified, the weapon must be unloaded, checked into baggage, and in a locked, hard-sided case. There was no mention of any charges being filed at this time.
Hey Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey, man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so do one, I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it was made overnight. A lot of it's been made in the last couple of days, over the weekend, today. Made every second of every day, whether you were asleep or awake. This debacle in the Republican Party is hurting the United States. When they ousted Kevin McCarthy, it's customary for a speaker to have a sealed envelope in his desk. The sealed envelope is what to do in case there's an emergency and he's not there. That could be a plane accident. That could be a heart attack. That could be a lot of terrible things. They didn't contemplate that it would be removal largely by firebrands in his own caucus. First time in the history of the United States that this has happened. You live through some real history. Well, they opened the envelope, and he had a list of people that he would say should take over as Speaker pro tem, the Speaker pro tempore. In Latin, it just means for the time being. And the first name on the list was Patrick McHenry of North Carolina. Now, Patrick Henry is a great name in American history. Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry. Firebrand. This is Patrick McHenry, and I'm tempted to say his motto is give me fascism or give me death. I'll hold my judgment a little bit on it, but not too long, because he started to do things that show to me that he is a no good Nick, that he's just another lantern jawed cretin with beady eyes that the Republicans are plugging in. Remember something, some people have said, some commentators have said, hey, wait a minute, Matt, the Republican Party is basically okay. They just had these 8 firebrands, radicals, some call them terrorists, who basically denied this position to McCarthy. Not so fast. Not so fast. Let's start with the Republican Party. Remember, 149 people in the Republican caucus voted against certifying Joe Biden, even though he won the election. Almost 150 of them. What carried him over in the House were the Democratic votes and some Republican patriots who said, look, I believe in the peaceful transfer of power. I may not have voted for Joe Biden, but I will stand by our democracy. That's what saved it. That's what saved it. So I'm not shedding a lot of tears by these idiots in the Republican caucus who go, oh, you know, these eight terrorists that did this. One guy, here's some of the comments. They're unbelievable. One of the McCarthy said, I think, oh, no, this is Lawler, Congressman Lawler, who's in trouble. He is a Republican in New York, and the Democratic Party has its sights on him. Here's what he said, quote, I think we have eight selfish a-holes that undermine this institution. And he used the full word, eight selfish a-holes. He's talking about his own caucus. He happens to be right, but he's one of them. He's one too. Here's another one. Jimenez of Florida, Republican, said it was a group of terrorists who won. Murphy of North Carolina, Republican, said Gates, Matt Gates, just loves chaos. This is Nels, N-E-H-L-S of Texas, who's a real piece of work. He said, Donald Trump should be speaker, and he said he's going to nominate him. What Nels is overlooking is the Republicans passed a rule, I think it's Rule 26, just for their caucus, is not binding on the Congress. It says anybody who is in leadership in our party who is indicted on a felony that could force him to spend more than 2 years in jail has to step down. Trump has been indicted on 91 felonies, and many of them would require him to spend 20 or more years in jail. Trump is not eligible to be Speaker of the House under the Republican rules. Now, when I said at the beginning, you know, Patrick McHenry, who knows anything about Patrick McHenry? Nobody thinks about Patrick McHenry. He's just a life of Republican. I was initially disposed to think, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe we should give him some thought, should reserve our judgment. Because with Kevin McCarthy, it reminds me of Churchill's dictum about Clement Attlee, his opponent, in who was succeeded him as prime minister right after the end of the Second World War. Churchill's party lost. Clement Attlee, the Labour candidate, won. And they asked Churchill what he thought about Clement Attlee, and he said, an empty cab pulled up to the door. Clement Attlee stepped out. And I think you could say that about Kevin McCarthy. An empty cab pulled up to the door. Kevin McCarthy stepped out. The guy has not a shred of conviction. The guy has, and frankly, the other thing that occurs to me in a meme that's going around is, it's a horrible thing, and this is Kevin McCarthy. When a zombie is running down the street with his arms outstretched, searching for a brain, and he runs right by you. All Kevin McCarthy had to do, he brokered a deal that 209 Democrats voted for and 156 Republicans. It required two-thirds, so it required 279 votes, and he pulled it in with 320 or more votes. These people voted for that compromise. It wasn't great. It left out Ukraine aid, but it kept the country funded, the government, for the next month and a half, till November 17. All he had to do. There's no reason why he couldn't have done it with many Democratic votes, or I should say many Republican votes, and then some Democratic votes. It would be very easy. Why do I say that? Because under the Hastert rule, that was the speaker that imposed the rule that said, quote, I will not bring any bill to the floor unless a half or more of the Republican caucus supports it. Well, 156 people is well over half the Republican caucus, which is only 222. All he had to do was get up on those weekend shows and go, I followed the Hastert rule. More than half my caucus said this is fine. In fact, it's more like 60% of them. So I put it on the floor, and Democrats voted for it too, and now we're funded. I'm looking forward to staying on as speaker. But no, the idiot, what did he do? He thought that he could somehow appeal to Matt Gaetz and the 8 sociopaths that voted against him. And he goes, the Democrats are to blame. They tried to shut us down. Fortunately, the Republicans saved us. Now, wait a minute. Even the interviewer looked at him and said, are you kidding me? 209 Democrats voted for it. There are only 213 Democrats. One of them voted against it. And Nancy Pelosi is at Dianne Feinstein's funeral in California. Virtually every Democrat voted for it and 156 Republicans. How can you say that? But what that did was that video was shown in the Democratic caucus. And there were people who were prepared to vote for him or support him by on the motion to table voting present or being absent. That's all they had to do. And then he would have had enough votes to table it, and that would have been the end of it. But they looked at that, and they said, this guy can't be trusted. We'd assumed that by November 17, that he would, you know, put through a clean bill with Ukraine aid and keep the government funded for a year, and we'd all be together. No way we are going to take that chance. The two front runners to succeed him now, Steve Scalise of Louisiana and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio. Now, Jim Jordan, when he was an assistant wrestling coach at a college down there, there was a horrible case of rape of some of the boys that wrestled, of sexual assault, a gay sexual assault by a staff member. I think it may have been a team doctor. And Jordan knew about it. Jordan covered it up. And then when he was going to run for Congress, he heard that some of the wrestlers were going to rat on him. So he called the brother of one of the wrestlers who'd been assaulted and was crying on the phone, said, please, please do not rat me out. I want to go to Congress. So good luck, Republicans. You vote for that idiot, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, as your speaker. You come to Milwaukee next year in July for your convention. I got news for you. There'll be some signs that you're not going to like. If you have as a speaker a guy who covered that up and was crying on the phone trying to get them to cover up his cover up, if that's the kind of speaker you want, you know, Dennis Hastert got criminally charged for conduct like that, except Hastert was actually one of the perpetrators. Jim Jordan didn't do it. He wasn't a perpetrator. He was a cover-upper. That's what he was. Now, Patrick Henry, another idiot. Patrick McHenry, give me fascism, give me death. The first thing he did as speaker, he told Nancy Pelosi to get out of her Capitol office by Wednesday. He said it on Tuesday. She had to be out today, and she's in California at Dianne Feinstein's funeral. Then he said the same thing to Steny Hoyer, the majority leader before. There is a tradition in the Congress that senior people of both parties who have served in leadership get what's called the hideaway office in the Capitol. They have their offices back in the other building. But the hideaway office lets them retreat to that while Congress is in session and make plans and do this or that. So not a big deal in a sense. But if the first thing you do is slap Nancy Pelosi in the face when she's at a funeral and tell her she has 24 hours to get out, this does not bode well. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about how we have to circumvent this. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 55. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 70 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. High temperatures reach up to 56 Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 53 sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Hey.
Welcome back to Matchman Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I've got a warning to put out to America. America, protect your village idiots. The Speaker of the House position is open. They already have a couple of village idiots that are applying for the job. But villages, just hold on to your idiots. They don't have to be Speaker of the House. But if we do need a village idiot, I think I nominate Newt Gingrich.
You know, Newt Gingrich, going back to the 1990s, was one of the guys that set this in motion. Before Newt Gingrich, you know, you had people in both parties who would work with each other, you know. They might be conservative, they might be liberal, but they could work. Tip O'Neill was the best. He was the best. He and Reagan hammered out changes in Medicare that kept it solvent up till now. That's what you got. You need. Newt Gingrich was a vicious son of a gun. Vicious son of a gun. And he's the one that engineered the impeachment of Bill Clinton. He is the one that set the tone for what we have today. You're absolutely right. But God, I don't want to even see his face on TV anymore. Good call. Thanks a lot, Bill. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I've been named Sherlock in my family because I just want to know what the devil's going on. You know what I mean? And it's like, it just don't make sense. I got to find out why. And it just, it really is alarming to me that now we're shut down again, and this is due to the Republicans. And I'm surprised because I thought, well, maybe he got a conscience. Maybe this guy got a conscience. And I'm talking about McCarthy, and I thought, well, maybe he understands now, you know, he's being blackmailed, he's being pushed, you know, you can't keep going in this situation. And anyhow, when I saw what he did to the Democrats, who put their neck out there and worked with them to keep our government open, it was shocking to me how he went after them. And then I got to thinking, you know, here he signed this being able to have an impeachment trials against Biden, and, you know, without even bringing it to the floor. And I thought, I'm glad the Dems did what they did. But I'm wondering what's going on with the rest there, because now we're shut down again. It's a very insecure feeling watching these people, because there's a lot more than just those eight people. And I don't think necessarily those are the eight. Like, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene probably would have been in on that, but then she's got loyalties. I mean, there's so much different things going on in there. I hope people are watching their party. They really need to watch those people, because they're pretty scary. Thank you, Matt, for bringing this up, and great show. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent comments. And to build on what Gene said, it is more than those eight. There were 11 of them who, on the motion to table, went against McCarthy. Then three of them chickened out and split their vote by voting for him in the final vote. But eight of them stabbed them. And Gene, here's the deal. All he had to do over the weekend was say, look, the Speaker of the House is the Speaker for all the House. He doesn't vote. There's no minority Speaker, majority Speaker. Speaker of all the House. And one of the scary things, by the way, is, let's say, God forbid, something happened to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. The Speaker of the House is next in line for the presidency. Does that mean that Patrick Henry is? Are you kidding me? Fortunately, under the rules of the House, he can only open and close the sessions. But then what happens? There'll be a fight. It'll end up with the tarantulas. God forbid something like that happens. But this is very serious and dangerous, very serious and dangerous. And for the Republicans to do this, first of all, they got to get rid of this rule where one person, Matt Gaetz, can control people. 96% of the Republicans wanted McCarthy. 4% didn't, and therefore he's not the Speaker. That's almost as bad as unanimous consent, that rule in the Senate. It's got to change. But not only that, they got to put up a Speaker who can talk all he wants. He can shoot his mouth off about this and that. When push comes to shove, he's got to be able to say, look, we had 209 Democrats who are for sane fiscal policy, and we had 156 Republicans. I'm going to put them together again for another clean bill that puts us at least a year in advance, a year going forward, and Ukraine aid. And then there should be an immigration bill. There should be control of our southern borders, but put that in separate legislation and debate it. This isn't difficult. This is not difficult to comprehend, but what they do is they have a radical anti-American pro-Putin minority of anywhere from 8 to 11. I think Gene's right. I think it's more like 20 or 30 that are closing down our government. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's remarkable that Matt Gaetz is even opening his mouth, because here's a guy who requested a pardon from Donald Trump, you know, over the allegations that or the charges are actually at that point in time that he was, you know, engaging in sex with underage women. I mean, it is just a request for a pardon. I mean, that's a confession of guilt. I mean, because part of the thing for the whole pardon process is that you're admitting that you're guilty. Jim Jordan, who is basically a pedophile protector. I mean, the Democrats need to just call these people out on this kind of thing, because, you know, that it's documented that he called up to say, please don't mention the fact that I just ignored the fact that I was, turning a blind eye and blind, you know, covering my ears and refusing to see, you know, speaking no evil of the guy that was raping young man at the college he was at. I mean, that here's these fans, supposedly family values caucus. And there's no-
right. It's hard for me to see Jim Jordan becoming Speaker. I mean, he's very tied to Trump. Trump pulls his strings. I'd be amazed if he became Speaker, but this is dangerous because the Speaker is second in line to the presidency after the Vice President. Very, very serious. Very, very serious. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The largest healthcare worker strike in history is underway, with 75,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses, lab technicians, and other medical specialists on the picket lines across 8 states, pushing for better pay.
The workers want yearly increases and more staffing after ranks were decimated during the pandemic. Carolyn Lucas represents those who are striking.
We want Kaiser executives to listen to frontline healthcare workers and bargain in good faith.
Kaiser says it is actively negotiating and that its emergency rooms remain open with contract workers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Following the historic House vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, House lawmakers are tasked with replacing him. Congressman Jim Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise have formally announced a vote could come next week. President Biden says he's worried about the dysfunction and urged Congress to work together on funding. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Students and staff at UW Oshkosh held a walkout to protest layoffs. The university is struggling to make up an $18 million debt. In August, university officials announced they would cut around 200 jobs to help close the gap. Protesters say they are worried about the quality of education due to the cuts, saying they want more state funding for their school and are petitioning for cuts to administrative salaries as opposed to faculty and student worker salaries. Complaints about rats are on the rise in Green Bay. At last night's city council meeting, the public was encouraged to keep reporting rat sightings so city officials can continue to manage the problem. Green Bay has received 129 rat complaints so far this year. The average number of complaints has been about 100 over the last few years. Most of the complaints have come from the city's west side near Lambeau Field. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you, and what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Randall of Portage, thanks for calling. Randall, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. What if I were to go on the morning news programs and refer to Gymnasium Jordan as a pedophile protector? He could sue me, right? But wouldn't we have to go to court? And I would have to present evidence that I was correct. Would he? Is that something he would want?
No, he would have to present evidence that he wasn't. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, the burden of proof is on him. And so he would have to say, he would have to do the proof, number one. Number two, Randall, I think what the previous caller was referring to was that there were press accounts at the time. And he's a public figure. So remember something, under New York Times versus Sullivan, it has to be that he'd have to prove, A, that it was untrue. In other words, he was not a pedophile protector. And then B, that the person saying it was reckless, knowing that it was false, and did it anyway. That's not possible here, because there were ample press accounts that said he knew what was going on, did not report it, and then made a phone call, I believe, if memory serves, to the brother of a wrestler, was crying on the phone or emotional, saying, please don't out me on this thing, because he was going to run for Congress. Randall, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. I want to get back to this. What do we do? We're Americans. We're free Americans. We won the Revolutionary War. We won the Civil War in the North. And that was good for all Americans. There were many Southerners who were on our side in that, by the way. We won the Second World War. So what, are we going to cave in to Matt Gaetz? No, the answer is no. And regardless of who they put on as speaker, there is a way around this. And it's called the discharge petition. Let me tell you how it works. But there's time urgency to it, because you have to have it filed 30 days before the vote. We run out of money on November 17. That's the last day of this extension, this continuing resolution. So that means by October, let's say October 17, say October 16, to give yourself a little cushion, we have to file a discharge petition. That means Hakeem Jeffries files it, and he says there are 218 members of Congress who want the attach, which is it's the Senate bill. A clean funding of the government, this time for another year until after the 24 election. Let's put it till January, February of 25, so the new Congress can deal with it. And Ukraine aid. And nothing else. No funny stuff. Nothing else. Okay. 213 Democrats are all on board. It takes five more. It would take five Republicans. But here we have one Republican, Lawler of New York, who is quoted today saying, I think we have eight selfish a-holes who undermine the institution. He's talking about Matt Gaetz and the other seven that vote against Kevin McCarthy. Lawler's got to be one of them. Well, there's got to be one of them. He's not going to get reelected in New York State, I'll tell you that. There are a couple of other New Yorkers should be on that. There's a couple from Pennsylvania, a couple from California, and at least one from Illinois. Get five of them on there, and Hakeem, file the darn thing now. File it certainly by October 16. Here's the way it would work. These five people could say, look, we're Republicans. We're conservatives, whatever that means. I don't care what they say. But they can say to their caucus, we are going to sign on to a discharge petition if you don't right now come up with a speaker who agrees he's going to put a clean continuing resolution for the final year and 2 months or whatever it is, 3 months, with Ukraine aid. And if you do that, we don't need a discharge petition. If you don't do that, we're going to sign on. And then they'll go, we're going to get you, boy. We're going to get you. And you know what they say? Why don't you come up from Louisiana? Why don't you boys come up from Georgia? Come up to New York? Come up to Illinois and see what you can do? You're not going to see much. You are not going to see much. But that's what they've got to do. They've got to work on them at the last minute with this business where McCarthy went down. Some of these people, you know, there's this caucus. It's a moderate caucus. They call it, you know, Common Sense Caucus, Working for the Solutions Caucus, and all this. There are six or eight or more Democrats and Republicans that come from non-gerrymandered districts who want to come to a solution. This is what they want. Now, those people, those Democrats, were going to go over and help McCarthy. Then they looked at the video, and the video said, he's trashing the Democrats. He's saying they're the ones that try to shut it down. The Republicans saved the day. Well, let me tell you something. I've had people call me this morning, say, Matt, the Democrats should have saved them anyway, because the Jordan or one of these other guys will be worse. Well, let me tell you something. You can say all you want, but when they looked at that in the caucus, and saw themselves being trashed when they gave him 209 votes, they started to think, you know, this guy can't be trusted. This guy, first of all, voted not to certify Joe Biden. Secondly, he permitted an impeachment inquiry to go on through committees when he knew he didn't have the votes in the House, so he didn't put it to a vote, which is illegal. When I say illegal, it's not illegal to do it, but any subpoenas they issue can't be enforced. And then now this guy's trashing us. We don't know what he'll do November 17th. So the hell with him. The heck with him. And there are some of them now working for a consensus. You know, in their wildest dreams, they have Hakeem Jeffries as a speaker with five Republican votes. I think that's a bridge too far. That's unlikely. But what they can do is say, set up the guns for a discharge petition, but they've got to do it 30 days in advance or more. They've got to do it 30 days in advance for more. And if you have one of them saying the other Republicans who did this are a-holes, that's not a hard guy to get on board, I would not think. So that is what is going on. And it's got to be a clean, fund the government. And by the way, this funding the government was something I wanted, or that Joe Biden wanted by its terms. Joe took a haircut in the negotiations with McCarthy back in May. He took a haircut. It doesn't provide for any inflation adjustment for any of these expenses or salaries. It's going to require cut. It's a real cut at you know, anywhere from 2 to 5%. But it funds our military. It funds people administering Social Security. It funds TSA agents. It funds people at the airports. It funds people at the borders who are trying to keep out fentanyl and terrorists. It funds all of that. And put it in effect, just like the debt ceiling resolution, till January of 25. Why January of 25? Because in January of 25, the new Congress elected in 24 gets seated the first week. They're going to have to deal with it. We can't do this forever. But that's what we need, because otherwise we're going to be back in the same vote. And Matt Gaetz, under the present rules, can keep challenging speakers. And even if he loses, he can do it again. This guy is deranged. He's very bad news. I'm beginning to think he's not going to get a nice welcome when he comes to Milwaukee by betraying the United States this way. He has a lot of military members in his district. They weren't going to get paid. And I'm not talking about admirals and generals. I'm talking about private, buck privates and corporals and sergeants who have a wife and kids or family. And maybe the spouse doesn't work outside the home. They don't make much money. The big deal is they can vote it. They can shop at the PX and buy cheap hamburger. When I was in the Navy, you could get hamburger for 19 cents a pound. Now, that was a heck of a long time ago. You get cigarettes for 10 cents a pack. You didn't have to pay taxes. This is a long time ago. I understand that. But this guy is, he's an enemy of the United States. He's an enemy of the United States, and we need a discharge petition. Now, I want to go here locally. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. You know, you think that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. I think it creeps. It's already crept in. I think we have commie government with all this gerrymandering, what's going on. The Wisconsin State Senate just voted not to confirm Tony Evers' appointment to the Wisconsin Election Commission. One of the commissioners resigned, a Democrat. Tony gets a legal right to reappoint somebody. He appointed a guy named Joe Czarnecki. I know Joe, he's a friend of mine. Joe Czarnecki is a former legislator from Milwaukee. He's legendary in Milwaukee. He was the former clerk in Milwaukee. There's nobody better to be a Democrat on that committee. And they just trash him. They said, now, what they're doing, wake up. You know what they're doing? They will never confirm anybody that Evers appoints, so it'll be a 3-2 Republican majority going forward. Now, that's a difficult thing legally for Janet Protasiewicz and the Supreme Court to handle, because we know what they're doing by, in bad faith, just refusing to confirm anybody, immediately taking it up and then shooting them down. They can't serve. So technically it'd be 3-2. What do you do with that? You'd think that in a democracy, voters wouldn't like that and would vote these guys out. in a gerrymandered legislature, they're not going to get voted out. Some of them are in safe seats, 60 or 70% Republican, 55 or 58. Their margin will be reduced. This fellow Knodel from, I think, Germantown or Menominee Falls, he's in a safe seat. He should have won 55-45. He barely won. So people are getting the message. But this is going on. You know what they also did? They also voted against confirming four of Evers' nominations to the Natural Resources Board. Remember Fred Prehn? Fred Prehn stayed on because for 18 months because he had secret conversations with LeMahieu. And LeMahieu and he arranged that they just wouldn't confirm Evers' appointments. So Fred Prehn had 18 months, and as a result, you know what? We have forever chemicals. We have cancer poison in the water in this state, all around the state. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, but when you have gerrymander for 13 years like this, it's crept in. It's set up shop. It set up its own shop. And it's happening at the federal level. When you have the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, you have a few tarantula judges like Eileen Mercedes Cannon and Matthew Kosmarek in Texas. And then you have in the House of Representatives, they may simply not vote on money at all. And then I have some ideas on what Joe Biden can do about that. Going quick to the lines for another call this segment. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, thanks for calling. Andrew, you have about a minute and a half. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, you just brought up that guy that kept dealing with the PFAS and wouldn't leave his seat and whatever. I don't know the laws in Wisconsin, whatever. I'm wondering if your governor can just put them in as acting this, acting that. No, you said it's not, but they're acting, just like the Orange Satan did throughout his government at the end. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. He can do that with his cabinet. They have to approve his cabinet, and they'll sit on it. But while they are sitting on it, yes, they can be acting. But that does not extend to the Wisconsin Election Commission or the Natural Resources Board. So it's a great idea. And, I mean, if you wanted to, when you're facing essentially commie government, fascist government, you know, one way to do it is have them seated there anyway. Then you'd have 3-on-3. And if the Republicans say leave, you'd say drop dead. And in the 19th century, it would be dependent on who's the best shot. But, you know, we don't like to get to that because then they'll issue something with this guy voting on it, Joe Czarnecki, my friend. And what's going to happen? They'll contest it in court. It goes up to the Supreme Court. Do we have to govern like this? This is all because of gerrymandering. This is all, remember, the three tactics of the Republican Party now are violence, chaos, and fraud. And it's relentless, and we have to fight it at every turn. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 55 tonight under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 70 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm, mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Daytime highs approaching 56. 53, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, continues to disgrace himself in the courtroom in New York. Remember, the most recent as of yesterday was he posted a picture of the court's clerk and railed at her. He has a lot of followers. I think he has 50 million followers. So they see her picture, they can figure out where she lives. Says she's after him, and this is a disgrace. Everybody at the judicial and prosecutor level in all the four cases against him have had to get security. Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, the judge in Washington, D.C., Tonya Chutkan. Now it's going to be in New York in this civil trial, Letitia James. He was ordered by the judge to take the picture down, and he did, but it had been up there long enough that, you know, if 50 million people are looking at it, they're going to figure something out. And she took the clerk. She's a clerk. She has no power whatsoever. She can't afford her own security. He has a sadistic streak to him, and he does this to scare people. Scare people. Well, here's the latest tactic. He had his lawyers come back into court 10 minutes late from a break. Now, their breaks, you know, you have a restroom break or whatever. 10 minutes. Now, you may think, oh, well, 10 minutes. No, no. Courts are on very, very strict timelines. I've been in court where the other lawyer was late and the judge just continue with the proceedings. So his poor client is sitting there without a lawyer for 10 minutes. The judge this time said he would do that here. Then his lawyers are deliberately delaying in this respect. In the financial statements where they're giving valuations, each of the apartments being valuated, and there may be 100 or hundreds of them, is some separate subsidiary of the company. So they ask the same questions about every apartment. So they'll say, or condo, they'll say, all right, with condo 201 at this address, here's a financial statement. You signed off on it. So therefore it's your fault, not Trump's, right? Now, the answer to that has always been, we say on it that we are putting the valuations given to us by Mr. Trump. Then they say, how about apartment 309 at this address? And they try to spend days asking the same question about every individual hundreds of apartments. The judge finally said, look, you're not trying to impress a jury here. And by the way, the reason Trump doesn't have a jury trial, he didn't want a jury trial. He asked for there not to be one. He waived his jury trial. You can try that to a point in front of a jury, but in front of a judge, the judge turned to the witness and said, is your answer the same with all of these apartments? And the witness said, yes. Believe it or not, the judge can ask questions in the middle of the trial and override both of the lawyers. Then he did it with financial statements. There'd be dozens of financial statements. He'd go through every one and ask the same questions, trying to pin it on the accountant who'd been given false information by Donald Trump. So they're doing these kinds of things, ordering $5,000 worth of McDonald's for the courthouse. You can't. It is against the law to buy things for the clerks and the court personnel. But that's what he did. That's what he did. And the one thing I will say before we go to the lines, he seemed to be almost enjoying himself in the criminal cases. But in this one, if you take a look at his face, he is really angry and really worried, because this can, in my judgment, will result in a fine well into the nine figures, hundreds of millions of dollars. And his only hope is to beat it on appeal. Because if he doesn't, he's also not going to be doing business in New York as an officer, director of any company in any ownership capacity, and it will affect his properties elsewhere. Going to the lines, Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jake. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. You know, if Alina Haba were my attorney, I'd be really worried too. You know, I've never seen, I thought a fake billionaire, you know, you think he could afford some higher class lawyers than the one he has, but apparently not. But getting back to the Speaker of the House question, Jim Jordan, I mean, the Republican Party, they have to be kidding us. I mean, some of us are old enough, GOP, to remember the last time a Republican member of the House was a former wrestling coach with a sex abuse scandal in his personal past became Speaker of the House. That didn't work out so well for you last time, did it? Why do you think putting in Jim Jordan is going to work out any better than Dennis Hastert did?
Yeah, I want to emphasize something on that for everybody to understand. And I'm not defending Jim Jordan, but Dennis Hastert was accused, he was the Speaker Republican, of actually having sex with some of these wrestlers. Jim Jordan has not been accused of that. And there's no evidence, nor are we suggesting that he was in any respect personally involved in that. But what the reports have been was that he knew about it, knew about somebody else doing it, and didn't report it. And that constitutes a cover-up. He should have reported it. He should have reported it. There also were newspaper reports that he had called somebody, I think it was a brother of one of the wrestlers, and was very emotional and said, you know, please don't, you know, disclose this. He has political plans. I think that that is not a good look for the Republican Party. In fact, I'm being kind of gentle here. That is absurd to put this guy in as Speaker. The guy does nothing but shoot his mouth off, attacking everybody, attacking Biden, attacking the United States. He is not going to put in a clean resolution to fund the government. He's not going to put in aid for Ukraine. He is a dangerous individual. And the Republicans, I think, frankly, if they thought about this for a second, would never come close to putting him up for Speaker. I suspect he won't be the Speaker. I suspect he won't. But if he is, Joe Biden is going to have to figure out a way to keep the government going without the House of Representatives. And the sad thing is, two-thirds, almost 70% of the House wants aid to Ukraine. Wants it. And more than 65 to 70% of them want to fund the government. And they can't figure out a way to make that happen around Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. What's going on here? We're coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Domin Crute, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
To trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin, to being like, Who's up for whitewater rafting and turning stories into souvenirs? Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media